Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good buddy and we discuss the top 5 of something of our choice. Today, it's my good friends Beck Petratus. Yay!
I'm just trying to be my own audience.
Yay!
Going like, yeah, she's here! But it's just
my very own audience warm-up person.
Woo! Hey, you two look like a couple. Are you? No. No, there's no one else here.
Well, speaking of audience warm-up, the topic today is something that audience warm-up people quite often have in their cargo shorts. We're talking our favourite lollies.
And
yum, yum.
Audience warm-up lollies, the best lollies of all.
A couple of old minties chucked out at your head.
Just like aim straight at your eye.
Who knows this question? I'm going to do a question of the show. What's the show called? Oh, great. You get some lollies. You get some lollies.
Ugh, piffed right into your mouth.
Have you ever done warm-up?
No, I've just seen it enough that I know the vibe where you have to be like, here we go. And you're like trying to make it seem like the lollies are worth the effort. I mean, I'm happy just to have a sit. You don't need to warm me up if I'm in an audience. I'm like, you've given me a seat. I'm good.
That's what I reckon. When I did the two podcasts filmed at Super Old and they didn't have an audience warm up, I was like, do we need it? You guys know. I want you to laugh loudly. I want you to clap when I say their name. Like, and everyone's like, yeah, great. We get it.
We get it.
We know what
occasionally,
an audience is.
Though, occasionally, sometimes an audience forgets how to do that.
Oh,
if you see it happen, then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Needed that guy here with the giant pockets full of Werther's Originals. Shit.
That's why I'm always weird about when the gala has the warm-up. Like, I think it would be better if whoever's hosting just goes out and goes, hey, this is a big deal for me. When I enter the stage, please go crazy for me. You're going to have a good night of comedy. You're going to have a long night of comedy. You don't need – sorry, Ben. You're one of my best friends. But you don't need Ben Lomas coming at the start going, all right, guys, you know what comedy is. Yeah.
The best audience warm-up is just a big guilt session at the top going, if you don't laugh, this is it for me. And you better laugh. Like, I would do that. I would come out at the top before any show and go.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about lollies today. Lollies.
Lollies.
Now, this has been suggested by a few people saying you should do your top 5 lollies. And when I thought lollies, I thought of you, Beck, because we worked together for quite some time at the project and you always had a huge lolly jar.
I did. Possibly nowadays, I feel like a lolly jar, very COVID unsafe. Unless you have it to yourself. Your own personal giant lolly jar. I mean, that's its own health problems. But, yeah, I always had a lolly jar. I love lollies. And I think some people in the office got a bit annoyed by it because they're like, oh, now I'm gonna eat lollies. I'm like, you cannot. This is my lolly jar. You can stay away. But they couldn't stay away.
I ate far too many. I know Jack Drew banned himself from it. He had a sign on it saying, none for Jack. Since you have not been there, I don't think Carrie Bickmore's ever come into the writer's room since. I don't think she's ever stepped foot to say hi. How are we all doing?
It is a good way. It's like honey for the talent.
Did you, as a kid, have a lolly jar in the house?
No, but do you know what I realized? I think my primary school teacher in grade 2 had a lolly jar, and I think that's what's caused this. And I've got really good memories of that. It was a lolly jar that she covered in little paper butterflies.
Yeah.
And also I think just going to fates and guessing how many jelly beans were in a jar. I feel like all these things that were good memories have equated with I should have this permanently, always. And I still have lolly jars. I've got one at my house, one at my work.
My nan had a lolly jar and it was real nan's lollies. It was like licorice all sorts.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind because you get to eat them layer by layer.
Yeah.
And country mints. Do you know, have you heard of country mints?
I feel like I have. What are they?
They've got like a middle layer of chocolate, but it's like a white and green mint on the outside.
Yes, yes,
you suck
yes,
it
yes.
And you can suck the chocolate out if you really suck it. But as a kid, I just bite into it. Just go, that's it. I'm just going to bite it. But yeah, going around my nan's, it was always, oh, we get a lolly jar. Go to the lolly jar. And I love lollies as a kid. Loved them.
I mean, we all had to. That was the law.
Well, when I was like, I think I was like 3 or 4 for Christmas that year, I asked for a bag of lollies that reached the sky. That was all I wanted. And my mum, she said she spent like $20 on lollies, which back in like 84, 85, that's a lot of lollies.
Yeah.
It was when they were 1 cent a lolly. I remember when they went up to two for five and think, this is ridiculous. This is so expensive.
It used to be so cheap to get lollies, like going down to the milk bar and being able to get chocolate drops by the 5 cents. Whereas now, oh Jesus, God, the market's wild.
I took my kids to the cinema the other day at Palace, and you get a bag of lollies for $6, and it was like what I used to get for 50 cents. I know it's cinema prices, but it was like, and it's all also they've just chucked M&Ms in there. I know how much M&Ms cost. Okay,
yeah, don't do that.
Give me some actual lollies. All right, how are we going to work this? I'll start with my number five. Then we go to your number five. We keep going until we get to our number ones.
Yep.
So that means you headline. There is space for honourable mentions at the end.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I've got two that I probably would have in my list, but I just couldn't fit them in.
Yeah.
All right. My number five. Now, number five for me is it's a nostalgia one. I haven't had one in years, and I'm not even sure if this classifies as a lolly or confectionery.
Mm.
And look, listeners, if sound off in the comments if I'm wrong here, but this isn't my number five. It is a killer python.
Oh, that definitely counts. 100%. That's yes.
Okay, good. Because, right, this is what would happen. So Tuesday night in Burnie was the men's and women's basketball, like the adults playing. And my family would go, we went for like, I'd say from age 8 till I was 16. That would be our Tuesday night every single time. And on entry, this I can't remember how old I was, but it was like old enough that I could sit away from my parents, sit with my friends. My parents would give me $4, and for that I'd buy a Savoy sauce, I'd buy a bag of light and tangy thins, I'd buy a drink which would be either Dr. Pepper if they had it. They didn't always have it because it was so popular because it was an American drink and it was all us kids who were obsessed with American culture because it was basketball. And I didn't have that, I would get a sarsaparilla because if I got Coke, everyone would want a sip and I didn't want to share it. So I would get sarsaparilla knowing that no one else liked. And I think that left me with 20 cents left over and I would always get either a killer python or a shark. Two sharks you could get.
Oh, the big gummy sharks?
The big gummy sharks, yes. Yeah, yeah. But they were not as consistent as pythons. Sometimes they'd be hard, sometimes they'd be soft. I liked them soft.
Mm.
Okay? Killer pythons, the consistency... Always great. Always
despite
the same.
Length. Yes. Despite the length.
Yeah.
Over the, it's a wonder of modern lolly engineering.
And it's one of those things, I'm sure it all tastes the same, no matter what color it is.
Mm.
But I would always go red and yellow are the best flavors, green and orange are the worst flavors.
Yeah.
And that's how I would try and get the ones with the most amount of like yellow and red on it.
That is very fair. I feel a kinship.
Yeah, good.
Killer Pythons was in my list. It hasn't made it, but I'm happy that now it has had its time. They're so long. They're always so long. And you're like, this is, as you're eating it, like, this is too much. But if you ate like a bag of snakes, you just don't think about the length of the snake because you're eating them in sections.
But something about, I like the snakes too, but the Killer Python was always, I don't know, it's just, it was softer. Mm. I liked the texture of it.
Yeah, and also good marketing. Calling it a killer python, that's sick. Being able to wrap it around your hand and walk.
Oh, and some of the marketing, this has not, like, you could still call it a killer python today. Some of these lollies, you could not get away with saying it today.
No.
I don't know if Chicos are on your list.
No.
I did some research, and apparently that's just Spanish for children.
Yes.
But it also has some bad connotations, which we won't go into now.
No, it just doesn't feel right. Also, gross. I don't like them anyway. People are like, save them. No, chuck them in the bin.
I did some research on this, and I did a list of old nostalgic lollies trying to get some inspiration, and someone had them as their number one. I was like, absolutely not. That is, never.
They're the thing you eat when there is nothing else.
Yeah.
And even then you'll have one and go, nah, actually, I reckon I'll just...
Yeah.
Have a water.
So that's my number five.
Can I ask, did you have a definition of lollies? Because for me, it's not chocolate, but I wonder if you have some chocolate in there.
I don't have any like chocolate bars or chocolate. So I don't have choc drops. But there is one that has chocolate on it.
I think we'll get to that. Yes.
Yeah. But it's.
Okay. I just wanted to double check.
We'll get to that.
My number five, sort of similar to you, comes from a place of nostalgia. Have not had it in years. Also, don't know what it's called. So I think it fits in with your killer python thing. It was. My number five is an unnamed liquid sour candy from the Lake Tyers Milk Bar. I don't know what it was called. I'm going to guess it was like either a Warhead brand or a TNT brand.
Oh.
But you used to get like little liquid tubes where you would twist off the top and squirt this liquid into your mouth, and it was blue, green, or red.
Yeah.
And it also reminded me of, because I'm quite asthmatic, when I was a kid, I would have those like Ventolin, like, oh, what were they called? Like the pump thing you put on your mouth. Yeah. And it came in pretty much the same thing as like the liquid Ventolin.
Yeah.
But it was candy. And me and my sister used to go down and buy stacks of that and the little Caramels chewing gum, just so much of that. And then we would go hide them in the attic where none of the adults could get into in this holiday house we used to stay at, in the attic, full of this liquid candy. Every time we went away, I would burn my tongue off. There was nothing there. I think that this candy has contributed to my palate because I don't have one because I can't taste anything.
I remember when Warheads kind of came out on the scene, and they actually made the news with how bad they are if you had too many, because it would take the layer of your like tongue off, because kids were just sucking these hot apple or hot sour lemon, sour grape, hot apple. There was another hot one. I can't remember what it was.
Like my tongue feels bad just with you talking about it. Yeah. I can feel it going like, oh, don't do it to yourself again.
And it was a real kind of like badge of honor to be able to have a Warhead and maybe not make a face.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed by those people who like to eat their food and challenge themselves at the same time. Like, no, there's enough food out there that tastes good. You don't have to have have all the chilies in the world on it. Like, it's
It's okay.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.